This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Wayne Bell. He writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com. And Wayne, the television season is almost over.
Mm-hmm. It typically starts, it goes July to July, though, you know, a lot of traditional network shows start in September, but the actual year is July to July as far as the Emmys are concerned and as far as looking at records and things like that. So the year is done. Nurse Jackie ended last night, and Game of Thrones and The Killing ended on Sunday night. So the season's pretty much wrapped up.
So yeah, most of the network shows did end during May, which is the traditional sweeps when advertising rates are calculated. And then the higher profile cable shows ended in the last few days.
Right.
So Emmy voters now know what they will be trying to nominate for the awards that are handed out in the fall.
Yes, that it'll be wrapped up. And so this is a good time, I thought, to really look at the year as a whole and, you know, some of our favorite and least favorite things that, you know, appeared during this past, you know, season, this television season.
I know you're a fan of the drama The Good Wife.
Yeah, I think that The Good Wife is going to pose a big threat to Mad Men this year as far as the Emmys are concerned. And I think that they had a really strong season. Previous winners, Juliana Margulies and Archie Punjabi, will probably be up there again. And I think that it was just it was a strong, well-written season. And it proved that network drama could do it well. In a year when network drama, for the most part, is dead. I mean, if you look at what's probably going to be up for Best Drama Series other than The Good Wife, you've got Mad Men and, you know, maybe The Killing or a Game of Thrones or maybe even The Walking Dead. I mean, you've got a lot of stuff that is coming off of, you know, either premium or extended cable channels. But The Good Wife is really holding down the fort for network drama. So I think they definitely win the prize for best network drama of the year.
There is another drama that has ended its season formally on DirecTV and is now ending its fifth and final season on NBC. And that's Friday Night Lights, which has been throughout its run, critics have been in love with this program. I think rightly so. Mm-hmm. Audiences have stayed away.
Well, audiences and for the most part, Emmy voters have stayed away. It's never got a lot of traction. But yeah, that's a Connie Britton and Kyle Chandler. Mm-hmm. It's a really well done show, and it has this trajectory that Damages did too, which is ending up on DirecTV when your basic channel doesn't want it. As a whole, you know, the television season didn't have a ton of standouts, and then there were just a lot of interesting choices that were made all season long. Like, I thought, as far as comedy went, you know, Modern Family had a really great year. The reviews were pretty good for 30 Rock as a whole. But now The Office, I thought, was really finding its groove and did really fantastically. And then they had what could have been the season finale. And at the time, I thought, well, thank God it's not the season finale, so we have some closure. And that was Steve Carell's send-off episode, which I think was brilliant. And we'll probably finally get him an Emmy. But, you know, then they did four episodes without him, and it proved, oh, this is not good. We need somebody to be running this office to give us some sort of central figure. And they kept alluding to us all before that we were going to know. And we still don't know.
Speaking of not knowing, we do not know who killed Rosie Larson on The Killing, which the finale was Sunday. This was a show that had earned a lot of hype, a lot of critical acclaim.
Yeah.
It was supposed to follow a single case for a year. And by the end, we were supposed to know who committed the murder. And as it ended,
we
do not.
And each episode so far has pretty much been a day. So we're really only 12 days past the murder. But it seems like we're like a decade and a half because it's so rainy and dark.
It takes place in Seattle.
Yeah, it's an interesting show. And, you know, we've recommended it on here before. But if anybody was a fly on the wall today in our pre-taped conversation, last night was the season finale. And I don't remember being so angry at a season finale in a long time. It felt forced. Did you have any favorites this past year that you really liked?
I had a favorite comedy and I had a favorite drama.
Okay.
My favorite comedy was Parks and Recreation.
And thank goodness NBC gave it a chance.
Yes.
Because they could have pulled it after that first season when it wasn't getting the numbers that they wanted. And I think that, you know, come Emmy time or looking at numbers, you know, there's a chance for Parks and Recreation because there's not a whole lot that is even available to be nominated as far as comedies are concerned. There wasn't a whole lot of standouts. There also wasn't one particular episode other than maybe Steve Carell's send-off that really, you know, defined the year as a episode of Seinfeld or an episode of Frasier have done in
right.
the past. And there wasn't anything really this year that entered the comedy sphere like a Ally McBeal or a Sex and the City or a Modern Family or something or Glee that really like dominated the year, the conversations,
right.
the covers, the Desperate Housewives, something that came up and got all the acclaim and all the press. There wasn't anything like that this year. And, you know, comedy for the most part, we had some good stuff. We, of course, had Nurse Jackie, and we had Modern Family and things like that. But we didn't have anything that really shined all year long as far as, you know, the media is concerned. We didn't have anything that stepped forward. It was a much better drama year.
Do you have a favorite drama from the year? The Good Wife?
Well, yeah. I mean, as a whole, I really enjoyed The Good Wife. I think, you know, it's very difficult to take on Mad Men. I mean, I think that even though it ran last summer, as it always does, and it's not running currently, so it won't be eligible for next year's Emmys, but it will be for this year's.
Yeah, that's right. Of course, Mad Men was this year. It seems so long ago.
Yeah, because it ran in like August to October of last year. But, you know, they had some killer episodes.
They really did.
In their season four. And they really, you know, season three, they ended it with, we're going to start something new and really go in a new direction. And so season four really did that. And I think that they really rose up, you know, and then so you add that with The Good Wife. And then you've got some other cable, you know, shows like The Killing that we spoke of that, you know, even if we didn't like the finale, it was engaging. And then there's, you know, Game of Thrones that you really like.
I'm still shocked at how much I like this show.
Yeah, I am too. because I haven't seen it and everything that, you know, the press about it just looked kind of, really? And then you've got, you know, standards that have stayed, but maybe weren't at their highest level, like Dexter, which came off a great season four. So season five really had nowhere to go. And then you've got some new fare, like, you know, Walking Dead or the big HBO one, which was Boardwalk Empire. Mm-hmm. For the most part, other than an episode or two of The Good Wife, Modern Family, Mad Men, you know, The Killing, it wasn't a spectacular season, but it certainly would be a B.
Sure. And the fact that you now have 100 channels that are producing fare as opposed to three, you're going to get some good stuff.
Right. But that also means you're going to get more bad stuff.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. So. Apparently, there are 75 shows now with Kardashians. Which is 75 too many.
We don't even have time to go into reality television this
Thank
year.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Wayne Bell writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com. Wayne, thank you.
Thank you.